Welcome to Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Mark Coetzee. Batting second, the left fielder, Nick Swisher. Batting third, the third baseman, Eric Chavez. Batting fourth, the DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Bobby Crosby. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Jay Payton. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Dan Johnson. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jason Kendall. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Mark Ellis. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Joe Blanton. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Kerry Robinson. Batting second, the second baseman, Tony Graffanino. Batting third, the DH, Mike Sweeney. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Doug Mankiewicz. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Emil Brown. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Mark Tehan. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Angel Barroa. Batting eighth, the catcher, Paul Baco. Batting ninth, the center fielder, Esteban German. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Scott Ellerton. And now, play ball. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coetzee hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher takes first base on ball 4. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Chavez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barroa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellerton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Payton hits a line drive into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kerry Robinson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Coetzee. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Graffanino hits a fly ball into right field. Payton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson moves to third. 1 out. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Sweeney takes first base on ball 4. Doug Mankiewicz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mankiewicz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Emil Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Sweeney moves to second. Mark Tehan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tehan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blanton juggles the ball. That's an error on Blanton. Robinson scores. Sweeney moves to third. Brown moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Athletics. Angel Barroa is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Barroa strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Ellerton, and towards Baroa, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ellis takes first base on ball four. Mark Coetzee, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Coetzee is 0 for 1 in the game. Coetzee takes first base on ball four. Ellis moves to second. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Swisher is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Swisher hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 5-1, Athletics. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Chavez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Chavez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Baco is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Baco strikes out. One out. Esteban German is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. German hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Chavez. German moves to second. Kerry Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. German moves to third. Two outs. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Graffanino is 0 for 1 in the game. Graffanino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Royals 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Thomas, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas is hit by the pitch. Bobby Crosby, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Thomas moves to second. Bobby Crosby, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Crosby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Crosby hits a fly ball into center field. German settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Payton is 0 for 1 in the game. Payton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to third. Joel Peralta now pitching. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mankiewicz fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Peralta covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Sweeney, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sweeney is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Sweeney hits a fly ball into center field. Coetzee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Mankiewicz, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mankiewicz is 0 for 1 in the game. Mankiewicz takes first base on ball 4. Emil Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Brown hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Coetzee. Brown reaches second base with a double. Mankiewicz goes all the way around to score. Brown moves to third. It's 5-2 Athletics. Mark Tehan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tehan is 0-1 in the game. Tehan hits a line drive towards first. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Angel Barroa is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Barroa is 0-1 in the game. Barroa strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Royals 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kendall is 0-1 in the game. Kendall hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ellis is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Ellis hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coetzee is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Coetzee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barroa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Baco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Baco is 0-1 in the game. Baco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Esteban German is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. German is 1-1 in the game, with a single. German hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kerry Robinson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes German. The throw from Kendall and he is out, Crosby applying the tag. 2 outs. Kerry Robinson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Robinson is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Graffanino is 0-2 in the game. Graffanino hits a line drive into right field. Peyton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Royals 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 1-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mankiewicz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Swisher for the out. 1 out. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Chavez is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Chavez hits a fly ball into center field. German settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Sweeney hits a fly ball into center field. Coetzee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Doug Mankiewicz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mankiewicz is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Mankiewicz takes first base on ball 4. Emil Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 1-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Mankiewicz moves to second. Mark Tehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tehan is 0-2 in the game. Tehan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's, Athletics 5, Royals, 5. Angel Barroa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Barroa is 0 for 2 in the game. Barroa hits a fly ball into right field. Payton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Baco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baco is 0 for 2 in the game. Baco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Royals 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Luke Hudson now pitching. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Crosby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Crosby takes first base on ball 4. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Payton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Payton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Crosby moves to second. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Crosby moves to third. Payton moves to second. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kendall is 0 for 2 in the game. Kendall is hit by the pitch. Crosby scores. Payton moves to third. Johnson moves to second. It's 6-5, Athletics. Andy Sisco now pitching. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ellis strikes out. 1 out. Mark Coetzee batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Coetzee is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Coetzee hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Coetzee reaches second base with a double. Payton scores. Johnson scores. Kendall moves to third. It's 8-5, Athletics. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Swisher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Swisher hits a fly ball towards center. German settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on German. Kendall tags and scores. Coetzee scores. Swisher moves to third. It's 10-5, Athletics. Kerry Robinson now playing center field. Reggie Sanders now playing right field. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Chavez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Chavez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Swisher scores. That run is unearned. It's 11-5, Athletics. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Sanders settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Crosby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Crosby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Crosby hits a line drive into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Kennedy now pitching. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sanders hits a fly ball into right field. Payton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kerry Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Robinson strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Graffanino batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Graffanino is 0 for 3 in the game. Graffanino takes first base on ball 4. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Royals 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Payton is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Payton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Sanders settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Kendall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kendall is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Kendall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Payton moves to second. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Ellis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mankiewicz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Payton moves to third. 2 outs. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Coetzee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Coetzee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mankiewicz fields the ball and throws to Cisco covering. Safe. Payton scores. Kendall moves to second. It's 12-5, Athletics. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Swisher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Swisher hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Chad Gaudin now pitching. Doug Mankiewicz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mankiewicz is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Mankiewicz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Emil Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Tehan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Tehan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Tehan hits a fly ball into center field. Coetzee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Angel Barroa is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Barroa is 0-for-3 in the game. Barroa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Royals 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Dessens now pitching. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Chavez is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Chavez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Antonio Perez pinch hits for Frank Thomas. Antonio Perez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Perez strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Crosby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barroa fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Baco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Baco is 0-for-3 in the game. Baco hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ellis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sanders is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanders takes first base on ball 4. Kerry Robinson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Robinson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Robinson hits a line drive into left field. Swisher picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Swisher. Sanders moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Tony Graffanino batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Graffanino is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Graffanino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sanders scores. Robinson moves to third. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 12-6, Athletics. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Sweeney hits a fly ball into right field. Peyton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Royals 6. The Athletics will come to bat. MB Orixburgo's now pitching. Jay Peyton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Peyton is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Peyton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Baco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 13-6, Athletics. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kendall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Kendall takes first base on ball 4. Marco Scudero pinch hits for Mark Ellis. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Scudero hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Graffanino fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Coetzee is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Coetzee is hit by the pitch. Scudero moves to second. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Scudero moves to third. Coetzee moves to second. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Swisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the Royals 6. The Royals will come to bat. Marco Scudero now playing second base. Kirk Sarluz now pitching. Doug Menkwitz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Menkwitz is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Menkwitz hits a fly ball into left field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Emil Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brown is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Peyton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Tehan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Tehan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Tehan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Sarluz covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 13, and Kansas City Royals, 6. Goodbye from Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City.